Yes, hello. Thank you for calling the lawsuit helpline.
Hello.
Hi, I have Jalissa Wedgeworth on the phone, Jalissa, and Wedgeworth, just as it sounds, a common spelling,
Okay.
Wedge. Can I go ahead and transfer her?
Yes, of course you can.
Okay, Miss Wedgeworth, you're in good hands. Transferring you now.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, hello, Jalissa.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good to hear. So my name is Oscar on a recorded line, and we're just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in it.
Right.
All right, let me see here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No, okay. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
I haven't.
You have not signed anything with anyone?
No.
Okay. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes, for myself.
All right. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All right. And then were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
I was, yes.
You were? I'm sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Of the brain. Okay. Let me see here. To the best of your knowledge, when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
It was around September 2017.
Okay, let me see here. September of 2017, and only because I do need to add a date on here as well. Do you remember? Or if not, I can just put the first.
I think I'm not sure exactly the date. I just remember the month.
Okay, yeah, if it's okay with you, I can put the first.
That should be fine.
All right, so your date of diagnosis, I have it as September 1st of 2017. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
All right. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did they perform a MRI or a CAT scan or both?
Both. There was a MRI test done as well as a CAT scan
Okay. Let me
where
see.
the doctor diagnosed me.
That's how they found out. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
March 18th, 1988.
Okay, I have 3/18/1988.
Correct.
All right. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
I don't.
No? Okay. And then did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then do you remember which injectable you used? Was it Depo Provera? Was it sub-Q or was it generic acetate?
It was the Depo-Provera.
Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic version or was it always Depo Provera?
Always Depo-Provera.
Always Depo? Okay. Now, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So within 1 year, can you just confirm that you have had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, it was more like 19 or 20.
I got it. Okay. So within 1 year, you did have at least four, correct?
Right, correct.
Got it. Okay. This question, I just have to ask it, but did you use Depo Provera anytime after the year 1992?
Yes, after 92, yes.
Yeah, okay. To the best of your knowledge, when did you start using it?
I started in June of 2012.
June of 2012.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to just put the first for the day as well?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact date, so yes.
Yeah, all right. Let me see here. And then when did you stop using it?
I stopped in September, around the end of September.
Around the end of September. Okay. If you want to, I could just put like the 25th of September, since that's like
Yeah.
around the end. All right.
That's
September
fine.
25th. What year was this that you stopped?
2017.
Okay, the same year that you were diagnosed.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that. Let me see here. Can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay. And then let me see if I got your name spelled correctly. Is it J-A-L-I-S-S-A, Jalissa?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have a middle name or no?
I do. It's Juanita, J-U-A-N-I-T-A.
Juanita, J-U-A-N-I-T-A?
Correct.
Juanita, got it. Okay, and then what is your last name? Is it the Wedgeworth?
That's right, Wedgeworth.
W-E-D-G-E-W-O-R-T-H?
That's correct.
All right, so full name of Jalissa Juanita Wedgeworth, correct?
Right.
No, right. Do you have any suffixes in your name, like junior, the second, or the third, or none?
None.
Okay. And then what's your social, please, Jalissa?
423-294735.
Okay, let me just repeat it back to you to make sure that I got it correct. That is 423-294735?
Correct.
All right, thank you for that. And then for your primary email, I have it as jjwedge88@gmail.com.
That's correct.
All right. And then your primary phone number, is it this one, which is 205-600-8719?
That's correct.
Okay. And then I'm assuming this is a cell phone?
It is.
Okay. And then what's your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
Call, then text, then
okay.
Email.
Okay, sounds good. And then when is the best time if we had to give you a call? Do you prefer in the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
I prefer in the evening because I usually be at work until like 5:30.
Okay, yeah. I can arrange
so after
that.
5:30, after like 5:30 p.m.
Got it, okay. And then what is your primary address now?
It is 5406. Livingston Oaks Circle, apartment 220, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
You said Livingston, Livingstone?
Without the E, Ston, Livingston Oaks, Oaks, Circle.
Okay, I have 5406 Livingston Oaks Circle, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Yes, and that apartment is 220.
Okay, I have apartment 220, correct?
Correct.
All right, thank you for that. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you or treated you?
Yeah, the doctor name is Carrie Carr.
Carrie?
K-E-R-R-I. C-A-R-R.
Okay, Carrie Carr. K-E-R-R-I. Last name C-A-R-R.
Carrie.
Got it. All right. Thank you for that. And then what hospital was she at?
Princeton Baptist Medical Center in Birmingham, Alabama.
Princeton Baptist Medical Center. Is this the address?
Yes.
701 Princeton Avenue?
That should be it, yes.
Okay, yeah. Let me just copy and paste that information. Princeton Baptist. Okay, and then the address was 701 Princeton Avenue, Birmingham, Alabama. Just got to copy and paste that information on there as well. All right. And then for the phone number, I have it here as, let me see, 205-783-3000. Does that sound about right?
It sounds about right, but I'm not for 100% sure. But
that's okay. That's just the that's the phone number that is on their website to call the hospital.
Okay. Okay, it sounds about right.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, because I know hospitals have a lot of numbers depending on what department you're trying to reach.
Right.
Let me see here. All right, have everything good? Let me see. Oh, I almost forgot this question. Have you had any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, no, none prior.
No? Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I could get a copy.
Okay. So you could get a copy of your medical records.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You'd be able to provide them.
Right.
If we had to ask for them, would you be able to provide them by mail or electronically or both?
Both.
Both? Okay. Let me see here. And then for this last part, I do need to put an emergency contact. Do you want me to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
You could put someone who lives with me.
Okay, and then who would this be?
You could do my son,
Okay, yeah, your son. What's his name?
Jaden.
JayDen.
Correct.
Okay, same last name, Wedgeworth.
Yes.
Okay, Jaden Wedgeworth. And then what's his phone number?
His phone number is 205-207-6454.
Okay, his phone is 205-207-6454.
Correct.
Okay, do you happen to know his email? If not, I can just put yours.
No, I don't know his email. You can just
Okay,
put mine.
I'll just put yours. And then you said he lives with you, so let me just copy and paste the same address.
Yes.
The 5406 Livingston Oaks, apartment 220. Got that. All right. All right, we are done with the questions. Let me just review these files with you before I send them to you for you to sign, okay?
Okay.
Let me see here. Yeah, we're almost done here. Should be like about 2 more minutes.
Okay.
Since it kind of sounds like you're on the car, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. Let me wrap this up. All right, so I have your full name here as Jalissa Juanita Wedgeworth, which is spelled JALISSA, middle name JUANITA, last name WEDGEWORTH, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I have your address as 5406 Livingston Oaks Circle, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215, apartment 220.
Correct.
Okay, phone number is 205-600-8719.
Correct.
All right, email is jjwedge88@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right, date of birth is March 18, 1988.
Correct.
All right, and then the last one, your social is 423-294735.
Yes, correct.
Right. Are you currently driving right now?
No.
Okay, got it. In that case, go ahead and put me on speaker. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents both via email and text. Go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you.
Okay.
You should see my name. It'll say Oscar Rocha sent you documents.
Okay. I got it. Hold on one second.
No worries. Take your time.
Oscar Roach, you said.
Yep, correct. Then let me know when you open it.
Okay.
It's pretty simple. You just click to
Yeah.
agree. And then
Click
after
to
that,
agree
yeah, click
to
agree
continue.
and then continue. And then you see a big yellow button that says start.
Right.
And then once you do that, there's going to be a box that tells you to draw your signature. And then be on the lookout, there's another box that tells you to draw your initials. So just be aware of that, okay?
Okay.
And then if you have any questions, I'm right here to help you, okay?
Okay, how many times do I need, is it initial more than once? Or no, just click on it and it's going to take me to
Yeah,
all page.
and then you click on it and it'll just automatically fill it in.
Okay,
Yeah.
and now it's saying hit next or finish, so.
Yep. And then once you click finish, I'll receive a status here that you did it.
Okay. I think I may have skipped the box. Okay, now I can finish. Okay, I finished it.
Finished.
You
Okay,
said you're done.
let me just review it with you to make sure everything is done correctly. All right, I see one
Okay.
signature there, another signature there. Okay, yeah, everything is done perfectly. Now I'm gonna go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're gonna try to call you in the next 1 to 4 days. It is very important that you pick up that call because they need to verify this information with you personally before they can start the case, okay?
Okay.
I will also
You
text you my.
said one.
They'll call
Sorry,
you
I missed.
in the next 1 to 4 days, okay?
Okay.
And then I will also text you my personal work number so you can call me or text me if you have any questions or concerns. I would say the longest, give it up to 7 days if you don't receive a call. If it takes longer than that, definitely shoot me a text and I can look into this and see what's going on with it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'll text you right after this with my information and then I will also send you their information. So if anything happens, you can call them directly too, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, Jalissa, I appreciate your time. Have a good rest of your day, okay?
I appreciate your time. Thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.